Hey, hey, you're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Now, record scratch, your girl Bree, I'm on sabbatical right now, just like I told you I was going to be at the beginning of this month, but I'm not going to leave you hanging. You know, I always come through with something for you every Monday, and today is no different. So I've gone back into the archives and got an episode for you today that really has some gems and nuggets for you as we make our way into 2025. So light your candle, get you some chamomile tea or whatever you want to drink, and don't forget your journal. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So let's go ahead and get into this quick episode, y'all, because I am currently traveling cross country and doing like this little solo spiritual road trip that I have been talking about for the last maybe month. And I've really obviously had some of all these things that I'm going to be talking about today with you that I want to share with you. And I feel like that these are all just important pieces to our self-care. So without these four things, it's going to feel like your self-care is not necessarily complete and like some things are missing, okay? And I don't believe that we need to be perfect. I don't think that there is a way to quote unquote do self-care perfectly, but I do feel like there are some essentials that we want to make sure that we are leaning into at the appropriate time. And only you know when that is right for you, right? So let's go ahead and get into it. I have four S's for you. And if you have a journal and a pen, or you're able to take notes as you're sitting here listening, then, you know, that's totally cool. So the four S's are silence, solitude, stillness, and surrender. Again, silence, solitude, stillness, and surrender, okay? And those are not in any particular order, but again, I want to reiterate that without these four things being a part of your self-care practice, habits, etc., I feel like you are going to at some point feel like something's missing, because we have the doing part, right? We have that down pat. We can do all the things, right? So, but this takes a little bit of a finesse, if you will, to be able to be still, be silent, to enjoy time by yourself, and also to surrender. There's some I can never say this word right. Vulnerability in surrender and vulnerability in all of these, actually. But yeah, without these four things, your self-care most likely is not going to feel as complete as you may want it to feel. So again, in no particular order, let's start with silence. We know what all of these things are, right? We know what silence is. We know what solitude is. We know what stillness is, and we know what surrender is. But I think if we look at it from the view or from the lens of self-care for Black women, you know, then I think we'll be able to kind of niche out that what those things are and kind of make them our own, right? So I can kind of share some of the things that I do, but I really want you to take some time and think about what parts of this as you're listening. Like, for example, you're like, well, I do make time for stillness, and or solitude, for example, but I'm struggling with surrender. Or you know what, man, I got the surrender down pat, but when it comes to silence, I am just like, I just can't do it, right? So yeah, let's go ahead and talk about it. So first things first, of course, is silence. Silence. In a busy world, which is where we are, it's doggone near impossible. Honestly, I feel like the way the world is set up, any of these four things are going to feel darn near impossible. Definitely silence is a hard one, or it can be a hard one, right? We're so accustomed to noise. We're so accustomed to things beeping and booping and even people, like, for example, if you are thinking about doing something, we are so sometimes uncomfortable with leaning into our own intuition. And by the way, when you focus on these four things, you start to get that clarity and you'll be able to trust your intuition and discernment more. Those are God-given gifts from God, by the way, you know, discernment, intuition, etc. But I feel like they get kind of fuzzy because there's so much worldly stuff going on. There's so much worldly stuff going on that when it comes to prioritizing ourselves, it feels almost impossible. And I feel like that's by design. And the further we go, I feel like it's just, unless something radical happens as a whole, I don't know. I just feel like the way with technology and everything, like it's just going to get worse and worse. So if we practice honing these, let's call them skill sets. If we practice honing these skill sets now, I think it'll help us in the long run. Noise is a distraction. It can be a happy, beautiful distraction, and we need those, but it can also be a distraction that hinders us. So you have to determine as you're listening to this, what makes sense for you. So yeah, the phones, technology, things buzzing and beeping. And then on top of that, we have decisions that we're trying to make. We go out and instead of just tuning in, we tune out. And we have to ask everybody for their opinion. We got to make sure that our barber thinks it's a good idea. For example, if you're like, I am going to quit my job. Instead of us, you know, taking a majority of that time before we make our decisions, kind of tuning in inward with ourselves, right? And getting a better understanding of us, we tune out into the noise. We purposely seek out that noise. I think it's because we're uncomfortable with those moments of when it's just us, right? So we got to go and we got to ask our barber, hey, is this a good idea? We ask in the cashier at the grocery store, the one that's always on lane number two. We got to ask her, well, what do you think about this, sis? We ask in our loctician, our hairdresser, the lady that does our nails and feet, like the chick at the bank. Like we asking everybody and their mama and getting their opinion. And all that, as well-intentioned as it is, when we are bombarded with a bunch of opinions, I mean, literally, it's just noise. And that noise is going to further fuzzy up your intuition, okay? So sometimes, and I'm not saying that it doesn't make sense to seek wise counsel. We need to do that from time to time. However, it's don't allow the noise to block your blessing. Don't allow the noise to impede you or hinder you from doing what makes sense. Sometimes that means you just have to really intentionally shut the noise off. Turn off the TV. Turn off your phone. Stop asking 5011 people for their opinions. Stop, you know, engaging in all this outside noise and tune in. Tune in. When you are silent, boy, oh boy, you really get a good listen at what's going on internally when you're silent. So that's number one, be silent. The second thing that I would say is be still. I can tell you that stillness, rather than kind of like forcing yourself to do all the things, it's a really good way to continue your healing. I'll give you an example. So a few weeks ago, I was helping someone move. And somehow, I don't know what I did, honestly, but I hurt my knee. And for a couple of weeks, my knee was hurting something awful. And instead of me being still, as far as like not doing stuff on that, like allowing that knee to just be, no, I'm just like, I'm going to keep stretching this knee. I just refuse to allow my knee, like that part of my body, to just be still. And something happened while I was doing my exercises. For a couple of those days, I was not able to do any exercises on that part of my body. I just didn't like force my knee to do all these movements. And I can tell you that after 2 days of not moving that knee, but allowing my knee to be still, I promise you on everything, my knee immediately started feeling better. And it's because I allowed it to be still. When you allow yourself to be still, okay, that is the time where your body, your mind, your spirit, right? You're like, okay, we got some time now. We're going to start to heal, mend, repair, restore. That is what stillness is for, in part. That is what stillness is for. That is a big, important time for when your body starts to heal and repair, right? When you are still and your body doesn't have to use that energy, or for example, your brain doesn't have to use that that bandwidth, right? Have you noticed that when you're still, you feel better? It might be hard at first, like me being hard-headed, like, no, I'm going to keep on exercising this knee. And then when I was allowing my knee to be still and stop and would no longer force this knee to do something that it was not prepared to do, within a few days, it started feeling dramatically better. It's because in that time of stillness, my body was able to go in and do the job that God designed it to do, which is to repair, restore, right? So stillness is a really big part of your self-care. Stillness, you may not think that things are happening when you are still. For example, if you are like, I've been thinking about doing meditating or something like that, but I can't sit still. Sis, I promise you, I don't care if you do it for just 5 minutes. Those 5 minutes, your body is healing. It may not feel like it, but I promise you, in those 5 minutes, when you allow yourself to be still, your body is healing. Your mind is healing. Your spirit, like, you are healing. And that is important work. Don't discount that. You're like, well, I don't have 30 minutes to do it, or I don't have an hour. Or I can't rest. I don't have time to rest. You know, I'm telling you, when you make time for stillness, that is where the restoration and the repair, that's when it kicks in. That's when it kicks in. So definitely make time for stillness, okay? The next thing that I was going to say, the next S is solitude. Solitude. We all need that time alone. Again, going back to silence and noise, when we have distractions, even the happy, good distractions, I'm calling time with family and everything a distraction, but that's not necessarily how I am intending it. When we think of distraction, we think of negative. When I'm saying distraction, I mean anything that takes us outside of the work, the important work of us repairing, healing, taking time for ourselves. That's what I'm talking about. Distractions are great.
Hey girl, it's Bree popping on real quick to let you know you are not going crazy. PMS and perimenopause are no joke when it comes to those hormonal shifts and how they affect us. So if you've been feeling those shifts like I am right now, you are definitely not alone. Because let me tell you, lately I have been dealing with hot flashes and just feeling super exhausted, and girl, it's just a lot. So I'm super excited right now about Estro Control by Happy Mammoth. Estro Control was created to help us feel like ourselves all throughout the month. It helps maintain optimal hormone levels and it eases those mild mood shifts while also supporting our menstrual cycles, plus skin, bone, and joint health. It's nature inspired, which I love, and just might help you feel a bit more like, well, honestly, you again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SELFCARE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SELFCARE for 15% off today.
Right? And sometimes they're not, but when it comes to like family, friends, things like that, fun, entertainment, it's a happy distraction, right? It's a beautiful thing. But when we make time for solitude, alone time, just for ourselves, I can tell you that that's liberating. And that is it. That is just like a form of freedom that just feels amazing. I was talking to a friend and she told me that when she goes to Target, man, don't nobody ask her to go because she going by herself. Like, don't even ask. That is her time to be alone. In solitude. Yes, of course she's surrounded by shoppers and things like that, but you know what I mean. There's a difference between going, for example, to Target by yourself versus going to Target with your kids, right? They're asking for things, they're begging for stuff, they're having temper tantrums in aisle 5 because you won't buy them that game, you know what I mean? Or they're, you know, asking little questions, and or it could even be an amazing trip and fun and everything. However, we all deserve time to ourselves. We all deserve time to ourselves. That is freedom. Alone time is freedom. It's up to you to determine, like, how much time do I need? How much alone time do I need? Sometimes it could just be a few minutes. You're like, if I can just go to the bathroom by myself or take a shower by myself, I will consider this day a success. Sometimes we just have to take a sabbatical where we're away for a few days or a few weeks alone without our families so that we can take that much needed time for ourselves, not being tethered to the responsibilities that we have to the people that we tend to on a day-to-day basis. That's one of the reasons why I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity to take this little spiritual road trip, because this is freedom for me. This is liberation for me. I'm not tending to someone else's needs right now. I am able to focus fully on me. I'm able to focus fully on me. When you have that alone time, man, oh man, it's like, especially in conjunction with everything else we're talking about today, and silence and stillness and surrendering, like that is like the perfect storm for abundance, creativity, health, wealth. Like it's just the, I don't know what the word is, but it just kicks everything off. It kicks everything off. So we definitely need alone time. Having alone time, having solitude, is not a bad thing. You are not a bad person. You are not a bad mom. You are not a bad wife. You are not a bad girlfriend. You are not a bad daughter. You are not a bad employee. Insert your own thing. You are not a bad XYZ. If you determine that you need, require, must have to be fully functional, time to yourself. It is not selfish to have alone time. It is not selfish to have alone time. I'll say it again. It is not selfish to have alone time, right? So make sure that that's something that you have on your list. Solitude. If you need to, plan it out. Where will you go? What will you do during your time alone? Plan it out. Plan it out. And then the fourth thing that I would say when it comes to self-care and these S's is surrender. And this is important. This is an important one to me. They're all important, by the way. But this one's important to me specifically because back in the day, and this is something I still am working on, mind you, but when I was living in this life of just chaotic times, like chaos and dysfunction and just a lot going on. Like, I wouldn't surrender something to God. Like, what? No. Like, I'm going to be the one to control all the things. I'm going to be the one to manipulate and maneuver and, like, do all the things to make this work in my favor. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the opposite of surrender is, that was me. That was me trying to control everything. Is that you? Do you have is it a struggle for you to surrender? Is it a struggle for you to, like, if you do your best and then just say, you know what, I'm taking my hands off now. I'm taking my hands off and I'm just going to have faith that, you know, God's covering me. Is that something that's simple for you to do, or is that something that you struggle with? It definitely requires some vulnerability. Absolutely. Absolutely requires vulnerability, excuse me. We've been conditioned to not operate on faith. It's like we've been conditioned to, or we've been forced to make every decision, do all the things, be there for everybody, pick up the slack, you know, do all the things and juggle all these balls in the air, right? Where is the surrender in that? When you've been conditioned to control everything and to fall in line and control everything and do all the things, there is no surrender. There is no surrender, because when you feel like you are releasing and letting go, you look at it as a failure. You look at it as a failure versus, you know, letting go and releasing and allowing God to be God. You look at it as a fail. Like, man, I'm just like, you know, insert whatever word you want to say. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough unless I do all the things. I'm not going to be valuable unless I do all the things, unless I control everything and maneuver and manipulate and make it go the way I want it to go and have a steel tight grip on this whole situation. Sis, like, there's no breath in that. There's no flow in that. It's not there. There's definitely, I can tell you right now, like, when you have a tight grip on everything, you're definitely not in the flow. You're definitely not even breathing. Okay. That is a tense situation going on. That's extra stress on your shoulders. That's extra tension and headache on your shoulders. I had to come to a place because I had made so many decisions based on or rooted in dysfunction and just operating from this place where being just unhealed, right? And I had to kind of come back and be like, you know what? I did these things. I'll do my best to rectify, but I cannot control everything. So I'm going to have to relinquish this and say, you know what, God, I'm going to let you be God. I'm going to let you do what you do. And I'm just going to have to walk this out in faith because I've done what I can and I cannot allow this to consume me. That is not self-care. Allowing it to consume you to the point where you just get sick, you are uptight, you are stressed beyond measure, like that is not surrender. That is not surrender. And that is not self-care. That is definitely not self-care. So again, we have those four S's, which were silence, stillness, solitude, and surrender. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, you know, first of all, none of these things are we looking to achieve perfection in, okay? As I've said before, life is a practice. We are practicing, right? And we do not have to be perfect, period. However, I can pretty much guarantee that in times of just overwhelm and stress, like I can almost guarantee that one of these four things are missing from your life. One of these four things are missing. But it's up to you to determine at any given time, like, what do I need? What is my body telling me right now? What is my life saying right now? That is going to help determine, like, what you can add into your self-care toolkit. Do I need some silence right now? Do I need some solitude? Do I need some alone time? Do I need some downtime? Is there something that I need to release and let go of and just, you know, let go, let God? Do I need to silence the noise, put down the distractions, and just focus on me or the situation? You know what I mean? Like, what is your life in need of? Sometimes you can do all those things at one time. You can do silence, solitude, stillness, and surrender at one time. Self-care does not have to be complicated, period. It does not have to be complicated. As you move further in your practice, you will intuitively start to know what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. And you'll lean into that. And you'll know that it's working because you'll just see these shifts in your life. And again, like I said, if you think that you don't have the time, I promise you that you do. And if you think that, you know, a minute of stillness is nothing, sis, I can promise you that a minute of silence or stillness or surrender, like, that is something. Don't discount what you're doing. If you're already doing something, but you're like, oh, this doesn't feel like I'm not doing it long enough. And I'm looking at the girls on YouTube and they have this whole 45 minute meditation practice or whatnot, not knocking them. I think that's amazing. But my point is, look to people for inspiration, but don't look to, like, copycat exactly what someone else is doing. We're all different. We all have different needs. We all have different skill sets, capabilities, experiences, requirements. We're all different. So you can look to them for inspiration, but don't think that you have to do what other people do exactly how they do it. So if you take 5 minutes a day of, like, if you're going to do it all in one, silence, surrender, solitude, and stillness, like, do that and celebrate the fact that you were able to do that. Don't discount it. Don't discount what you're doing. It's all valuable. It's all worth it. It's all worth it. And it's all going into your healing bucket. All of it. Every moment. So again, lean into that. Ask yourself, what do I need? What's missing from my self-care habits right now? What is my body more in need of right now? Or what is my spirit more in need of right now? And then give yourself permission to get what you need. Give yourself permission to get what you need, right? All right. So again, those four S's were silence, stillness, solitude, and surrender. I hope that you found this episode helpful today. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. And before I go, as always, I would love it if you would go to iTunes, wherever you're listening to the podcast, and make sure that you rate and subscribe. If this episode blessed you and you think that someone else in your circle needs to give this a listen, make sure that you share it with your peeps. Okay. All right. So that's it for this episode. I will see you next Monday. Have an amazing week.